Yes, dead puppies aren't much fun. This half of the program is going to be a sort of lighthearted in keeping with the mood of the time of year. So, dead puppies is as terrible a song as I've ever heard, but it was a good idea when it must have been first created.
Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call, they don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
The Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble abode, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman,
in
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash
cool.
Monster Mash Claw.
The time warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show was released in the late 70s and quickly became a weekly event in lots of college town cinemas across the country. People would show up in costumes and sing along with the numbers. There were a number of famous names in the cast: Susan Sarandon, Meatloaf, and Tim Curry, to name just three. The Time Warp is probably the best known song in the movie.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to time. And it's the velvet crust. It really does me insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Okay, from here on, I'm running out of really scary songs, so I'm going to play some dismal songs or songs that are just slightly unsettling. Now, this first one is Richard Cory, a song by Simon and Garfunkel about a man who shot himself. So this is from the Sounds of Silence.
Say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his party and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty. Richard Corey, he freely gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind is filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
This is a strange song by John Lennon from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. It's about something that I'm not quite sure of, but apparently it is not a happy story, whatever it is.
I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
This is a Bach prelude, so it's not supposed to sound very frightening or industrial at all. But Brian Slawson, the percussionist, has arranged it for a percussion instrument, and he calls it the hammer. Thank you.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Ha 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 ha